peeking out in the sun.
Okay, this is April 6th. Dallas Snyder, worry, guilt, fear, forget it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As Andy just announced, this month, the month of April, we are going to talk about worry, guilt, and shame. And then we're going to forget all those things because those are all man-made. They are not natural to the human race or to a human being. So, I think it's going to be a very exciting month, because if you can give up those three items in your life, worry, shame, and guilt, can you imagine the peace of mind that you could obtain? Think of that one. Will you turn, please, and say, if it is to be, it is up to me.
If it is to be, it is up to me.
And if it is to be, it is up to me. That little saying has been around for I don't know how long. I heard it maybe 30 years ago from a lady named Elizabeth McCracken. And she belonged to the Havana Church of Religious Science. And I have used that for myself these many, many years, 30-some years now. If it is to be, it is up to me. What does that mean? Well, this teaching, metaphysics, this teaching, science of mind, or religious science, whatever you want to call it, the whole idea is that we are creating our reality. We are doing that, and we have to realize that. As Emmett Fox says, we have to know that this is a mental world that we live in. So what we are thinking about, we are going to bring about. So whatever you are thinking at the present moment is what you are going to bring into your life. So we know that we can change our thinking. We can change what we are thinking. We can deliberately choose to think about something. And that's what we want to learn to do. We want to be deliberate creators. We want to know exactly what's going on. That will take all the worry out of your life. If you know you are causing everything, then you can create the reality that you want, and you can live in that reality. So what I'd like you to do now is just close your eyes a moment and just become very peaceful and start to imagine that you're walking along a path. And as you walk along that path, it's one of those absolutely wonderful days. The sun is just right. The wind on your skin is just right. And as you walk along, you realize how wonderful it is to be alive. And you're very glad that you're alive. And you like your life. And you start to fill yourself with well-being. And wherever you look while you're walking along, you like what you see. You see the trees. You see the grass. You see the little birds and the bees. Excuse me. You see little animals here and there scurrying around. Everything looks absolutely wonderful to you. And as you walk along, you realize that there's some order, there's some peace. There's some harmony going on here. And you start to realize that you're some part of that. And as you walk along, you realize that this feeling of well-being, is all around you. It surrounds you. You're immersed in it. There's no way that you can escape it. But people do escape it. They escape the feeling of well-being because they have closed their minds to the idea But you don't. Your mind is open. As you walk along feeling the sun, feeling that beautiful breeze on your skin, knowing it is one of those absolutely perfect days, you can hear the birds singing. And well-being enters you. And you realize that you can create this feeling of well-being anytime you want. This is the ability that you have by choosing, by deliberately thinking well-being. You start to create that. You use this wonderful thing called your imagination. And you fill yourself with well-being. So as you walk along that path, filling yourself with well-being, feeling oh so good about yourself, you realize that you are creating it. That you are the creator. That you are creating your feelings. And you are doing that with your thoughts. So you think thoughts of well-being, thoughts of peace and serenity, of calmness. And as you do, your being responds to that. It responds to what you are thinking. And you can use this every day and every minute of your life. Take a moment. Let that well-being sink into every cell of your body, every fiber of your being, and realize that you are the one that's doing it. You can come back when you're ready. So once again, we're using our mind. We're always using our mind. Remember, this is the science of mind. And we're learning to control our mind. We're learning to guide our mind and guide our thoughts to where we want them to go. And not allow them to go willy-nilly. We take control of our thinking. And thereby, we take control of our life. If you could remember this idea of well-being being all around you, when you get up in the morning, realize that outside your door is nothing but well-being, and that you cannot wait to go out there and allow that well-being to pour over you. Can you see what a wonderful day you could make for yourself? That is all there is in this universe, is well-being. Anything else that you're experiencing is an illusion that you are creating with your mind. So think of that. Get up realizing, oh my goodness, another day of nothing but well-being. I can't wait to go out and immerse myself in well-being. Let's talk a moment now about worry. This whole idea that we worry, and we hear it all the time, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, I'm worried about the economy, I'm worried about my relationship, yada, 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 worry, 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 worry. And if you ask most people will tell you, well, that's part of the human condition, that's what humans do, they worry. Well, how did you start to worry? Well, my mother worried a lot, you know, and now I worry a lot. Worry is a learned habit. Do you remember the master teacher, Jesus, said that worry will not add one cubit to you? cubit is a measurement. It won't add anything to you to worry. 99% of the things that people worry about never occur. That's a statistic that I read years and years ago from some scientific observation that they make. Here again, when I use those things, I always wonder, how do they do that, you say? Well, we're going to say that they knew what they were doing, and that's 99%. You look at your own life, and you think of all the worry that you worried about and all the things you worried about, most of them never came true. Most of it never happened, but yet you worried. Now, the little trap that people fall into because they think that all humans worry, which all humans do not worry, by the way, do not buy into that. There are tons of people that don't worry. I am one of them, and I will tell you in a minute how I corrected them, so that I do not worry about anything. We cannot say that we're going out into a world of well-being and then start to worry all the time. It's an impossibility. An impossibility. So we learn to worry by observing the world around us. And the first world around us is usually our parents. And if our family worries, then we decide, oh, well, that's a good trait. And most people think that it does add something to them. If we worry, now we put in our dues, and the thing must come true, you see, because worry adds something to the mix. Worry doesn't add anything to it. Worry has no power whatsoever. The only thing worry does is drive you completely crazy. So you can choose out of that idea of worrying and not worry anymore. Now, I thought I was going to tell you how I got out of that. Years ago, my Aunt Catherine again said to me, I was worried for the longest time about my mother always. What was she up to? And Aunt Catherine, her sister, said to me, Dallas, don't worry about your mother. Just be concerned. Be concerned, but don't worry. Do you see the difference that that word makes? Remember, words structure thought. And if you worry, what does that set up inside of you? All kinds of tension and nervousness, all kinds of anxiety goes on inside of your body. Just by the mere thing of saying, I'm worrying. Now you have to do something with that. And you have to start processing that through your body. But if you're concerned, concern has no emotional punch to it whatsoever. Well, I'm concerned about that. So change. Learn to change your vocabulary. Learn to choose words that structure the right thoughts for you. We're never going to get away from the idea that our mind is causing everything. And you can bring in any scientist. You can bring in the most intelligent person, and they can argue up one side and down the other, but it's always going to boil down to, it's your mind that's doing it. It's what's going on in your thinking that is causing everything.
Officer Sean Smith, you have a call in the watchman's
office. We would like to think that it's something else. We would like to think that it's the condition. At the present moment, everyone is worried about the economic situation. Is it helping? Is it helping? No. Be concerned. Look at it. Learn something from it. But don't concentrate on it. Where you put your energy, it's going to grow. And if you're worried and concerned about this economy all the time, it's going to grow worse, not better. It's the whole idea of putting your focus where you want it to go. So you want to see what? Money always freely circulating in your life, and that you always have a divine surplus, regardless of what's going on the outside of life. So any worry that you have now, change it to I'm concerned about that. And then focus on what you want. It's always that idea, you see. If I ask you what you want, most people him and haw. If I say to you, exactly what do you want? Most of you will not be able to tell me exactly what you want. But if I say to you, what don't you want? You'll immediately be able to tell me. Now your focus just went to what you don't want. And when your focus goes to what you don't want, you get more of that. The whole trick of this thing called science of mind is to concentrate on what you don't have yet and pretend that you already have it. And that's what always gets everyone confused. Because, well, I don't have any money, they'll say. No, and as long as you keep saying that, you won't have any money. But I don't have any money. I know you don't have any money. But if you keep saying you don't have any money, but you don't understand, I don't have any money. Now your mind is completely on you don't have any money. That sets up a vibrational field which attracts that to you. That's the whole idea of the law of attraction. We have in our vernacular, we have expressions called birds of a feather flock together. So if you have don'ts, all the don'ts will flock together. They always do that. Birds of a feather flock together. Thoughts of the same kind come together. So if you don't, at the present moment, have any money, or you don't have whatever it is that you want, you must start to feel as though you have, that you have that, that it already exists. Because everything that you want already exists in the mind of God. All you have to do is bring yourself to the point where you can see that. But you can't do it by saying, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have. If you start to know that you have and start to feel as though you have, now you're setting up a whole new vibration and something new is going to come into your life. You see? So it's correcting all these things. But get rid of the idea of worry. It's useless. It does nothing. Your little part of your mind called the ego part would like to tell you, oh yes, worry. That makes everything better. That makes you feel that you've done something. I want to remind you that you're not doing anything. It's not your job to do things, people. That's God's job to do things. Not yours. What is your job to do? To believe. What is the expression, Andy? God doesn't ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. You see, believe that you already have. Act as if you already are. Act as if you already have, and you will. And you will have that. Works every time. Let's use this. I found this. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Let's go over this so that everyone understands. The end one. All right? You have the ability to direct your own thoughts. You have to realize that you have the ability to direct your own thoughts or to guide your own thoughts. You can do that gently with yourself. But you have to come to that conclusion that you can direct your own thoughts. Remember what this teaching is? Learn to think the thought that you want to think. And learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. This is what makes you creative. It's not all the other stuff that's going on out there. Yes, the money is good. Yes, the relationships are good. Yes, you should have all that. But in order to have all that, you have to be able to direct your thinking. You have to be able to guide your mind to where you want it to go. Where thought goes, energy flows. Where thought goes, energy flows. You have the ability to direct your own thoughts. You have the option of observing things as they are or of imagining them as you want them to be. Now, I love that word option. It's an option. How many times have I sat here and said, you have a choice. You can look in this direction and see the garbage heap and concentrate on that garbage heap and watch it get bigger. Or you can change your mind and turn the other cheek and look over here at the garden. Now somebody will say, oh, but the garbage is over there. Oh, who cares? You're not looking at it. Who cares? You're not looking at it. Look at the garden. Look at what you want. So here's what most people do. Here's what I want. Here's what I want. Here's what I want. You're not going to get it. Don't you remember a mental equivalent? Emmett Fox gives that wonderful, wonderful demonstration, that wonderful example about the camera. If you keep the camera lens open and you put something in front of it and you do not move that, you'll get a nice clear image. But if you put something in front of that open lens and you take it out and put another one in and this and that and then the flower, you're going to get nothing but a blur. Nothing but a blur. You must concentrate on what you want. Never on what you don't want. But your mind thinks, oh, if I know all the things I don't want, I'll eventually get all the things I want. Well, you won't. You'll get more of what you don't want. It's as simple and easy as that. Where thought goes, energy flows. Where you put your focus in life is what you will get from that. And whichever option you choose, whether you are imagining or observing, is equally powerful. Your mind cannot tell the difference, people. Your mind cannot tell the difference from an imagined event and a real event. Only you can do that. Now you have the option. If the real event stinks, why do you want to have that? Imagine it differently. Imagine it differently. How many people here still think they had a horrible childhood? Or they weren't treated right on a job? Or this, that, or the other thing? That is not serving you at all. You may think, well, I'm doing that because that's really true. I don't care if it's true or not. Makes no difference whatsoever. It's a wonderful story that you're telling yourself constantly. The story is never going to change. What happened, happened. But what you think about what happened, you can change. And when you do that, your whole experience changes. So if you think you had a rotten childhood, start to imagine a nice childhood for yourself. If you think you had rotten parents, start seeing them differently. It doesn't matter. What matters is your life. But my parents were horrible. I don't care. I don't care. As I said, my parents were no day at the beach. But I don't bother to put my focus there. I imagine them as the loving, caring, sharing people that they were. And I give them credit for having children in the first place. You see. I think that takes a lot of courage for anyone to have children. It takes a lot of courage. So so I give them all the credit in the world. But our mind always wants to tell us what was wrong with something. You have to train your mind to tell you what is right with everything. You have to train your mind to be able to see nothing but good. In reality, the truth is, there is nothing but good. When you peel back all the layers of all the ugliness, there is good. And that is our job, is to keep peeling and peeling till we find nothing but good. We have to do that with our mind. Yes, that's an ugly situation. Yes, that's horrible. But don't concentrate on that. Concentrate on the good till that becomes good. You see, we're the only ones who see good and bad. This thing that we call God, this energy, this vibration, this whatever you want to call God, I don't know what God is. And I'm not about ready to set up here and tell you that I know what God is. I have no idea what God is. I can say God is a feeling. I can say God is a vibration. I can tell you my experiences of what I think God is. In fact, I'll give you a quick story how I use God. This morning, I was off to my yoga class. Traffic. I don't get into traffic. There was traffic at that hour on Los Feliz. I leave my house at 9 o'clock. And I'm very punctual. I have to be at the studio at 9:30 in Glendale. They depend on me. I depend on myself. I'm never late. See, these are affirmations. Driving along, getting worse. I look up and that's one stop light just keeps going from green to red to green to red, nothing's moving. So I did all my usual clearing techniques. So I said to God, now you know perfectly well that I have to be there at 9:30. So I got off on Commonwealth, zoomed down Rowena, into Atwater Village, up to Brand Avenue, over to Windsor, up Central. I'm going, calm, calm. I'm always arrive on time. I always arrive on time. Get there, and I thought, now we have the gate to go through. You have to stop and get a ticket and all. The gate is up. No ticket, but right in. I'm right up. I thought, now I'm going to be late. And I said, I can't be late. I got in. They're changing the clocks in the studio, and the clock was 3 minutes fast. They put it right back, and I got there at 9:30. Yes, this is true. This is how I think of God. This is how I use God. This is what this whole thing is about. I was creating that whole thing. I knew I was creating that whole thing. But how did I want the end result to be? Whatever was going on, I was bound and determined that I had to be there at 9:30. And I got there at 9:30. I did not give in to the circumstances. I did not give in or be convinced by the traffic, by everything else that was going on. Nor did I say, this is L.A. and you're always stuck in traffic and people expect that. I never expect to be stuck in traffic. I never expect to be stuck in traffic. So this, to me, is how God works through me. This is how I use this thing. So to say that you know what God is, that's one little part of God. That's just one little part of God. This is an infinite thing that we're talking about. And I don't know what an infinite thing is because I have a finite mind. I only know the word infinite. But can I imagine what that means? No. I can't. But it doesn't matter. You can use this. but you use it with your mind. As soon as I got my mind where I wanted it and knew that I had to be there at 9:30, the universe backed me up in that. The universe backed me up in that. But we give in to the world all the time. The world is very convincing. I've said that to you before. You get stuck in traffic, this happens or that happens, you say, oh, well, that I give up. Now God just went out the window. You see, we must always come to the conclusion that God is first cause, God is the only cause, and we have to use God constantly. Remember the story of the ship sinking? And they tried this and they tried that and they did this and they did that. And finally the captain said, oh, I guess we'll have to pray. And some woman said, oh my God, has it come down to that? Has it come down to that? That should be the very first thing on your mind. Oh, let's pray. Well, we have this, we have that, we can try this. Prayer works. Don't go through all that other crap. Use prayers. Start there. Here you have something that we say is the most powerful thing. The most powerful thing. We call God mighty. But then we don't use it to the last minute. Now, don't you think if you had something with powerful and mighty, you'd pull it out every time? Wouldn't it make more sense to pull God out all the time? You know, play us your God card here. You know, don't wait for those things. Let's get back here. You have the option of remembering something as it actually occurred or imagining it as you would prefer it. How would you prefer it? Imagine that. Think of the good things. You have the option of remembering something that pleased you or remembering something that did not please you. Now, who wants to run around remembering the things that didn't please you? What are you going to get from that, people? More things that don't please you. Well, it did happen that way. Who cares? You have to get over that idea that, oh, but I was right. I saw it happen this way. Who cares? How do you want to do it? How do you want to remember it? How do you want to store it in your memory banks, in your brain, so that your memory bank can throw up the right thing? You see, that's why we do affirmations, you know, constantly. So that when you need something, the brain throws up what you want instead of what you don't want. I'm a firm believer in affirmations. Then your mind uses that affirmation when you need it. If you don't have different affirmations going on, do you remember how did we start? Years ago, we started with one. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. How many people are still doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me? You see, you have to know that you're wonderful. So when your brain says, you know, you were stupid in that and you didn't do that quite right, and whatever the mind's saying to you, ha 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 ha, no. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You're creating your own reality. You're creating your own self with your mind, with your thinking. You have the option of anticipating something you want or anticipating something you do not want. I love that word option. You see, that gives you choice. Remember what life is? Life is just a choice. It's always a choice. It's always an option. Always. You can think this or you can think that. Remember, field of possibilities. What possibility do you want to pick? What possibility do you want to choose? And then choose that possibility. In every case, your thought produces a vibration within you that equals your point of attraction. And then circumstances and events line up to match the vibrations that you have offered. Here again, think of birds of a feather flock together. what vibration do you want? So we did earlier the well-being. If you can get a feeling of well-being every day and maintain that all day long, that sets up a vibrational field where only good things can come to you. Where only good things can come to you. If you're feeling rotten, hateful, mean, spiteful, you're setting up those vibrations. Now what kind of birds do you think are going to flock to you?
The attack.
Yeah. You'll be picked to death. It's very easy. Very simple. Don't make all this so complicated. Don't make this so complicated. When I said earlier, it was my Aunt Catherine, remember? She was a 95-year-old woman who made her transition last year. She never knew metaphysics. But I think some of these older people in the older generation knew much more. They just didn't call it metaphysics. They were the ones who came up with the idea. Birds of a feather flock together. What goes round comes round. And they believed in those things. And they knew what those things meant. So they watched that. You see. So, but we then, since we're so much better than they are, and so much more sophisticated, and are certainly so much more intelligent. I mean, we've read all these books. Therefore, we have to put it in some damn language that you can't understand. Instead of just boiling it down to the idea, birds of a feather flock together. What you think about, you bring about. That it's a mental world we live in. That it's your thinking that's causing everything. It's your thinking that's causing everything. How are you thinking about yourself? Henry David Thoreau, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. What a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. Are you thinking good thoughts about yourself? Are you feeling successful? Learn to hone those feelings. What does it feel like to be successful? Get that feeling. Get that vibration going. And then use your imagination and say, look, I have this bird. This is a beautiful bird. It's a successful bird. It's filled with well-being. It's a wonderful bird. And then put it out there and watch all these other birds flock to it. Flock to it. It's where you put your attention. How many people here have wanted a car? A particular type of car. You have a Mercedes, I believe. Before you had the Mercedes and bought that Mercedes, did you say to yourself, geez, I want a Mercedes? And then you walked, or driving down the road, and didn't you see a Mercedes, and then another Mercedes, and then another Mercedes, and then another Mercedes? Yes, you did, because that was birds of a feather flocking together. You put that out there, the vibration of a Mercedes. She saw a Mercedes, she felt a Mercedes, and you've got to see them. Now, you can try that. Even if you don't want to buy a car, you don't want a car. Start thinking Dodge. And go out, and you'll see. You never see Dodges. But if you start thinking Dodges, you'll see them everywhere. They'll come around the corner, they'll be everywhere. It has to work that way. It's a mental world we live in. Our mind is doing that. Our mind is doing that. You have a Jaguar.
Right. I don't know how I would recognize a Dodge.
Yeah, see there. And that's a very good statement. That is a very good statement because his consciousness has risen from a Dodge to a Jaguar. He doesn't see that anymore. That's what life is about. You rise above those things. Not that there's anything wrong with the Dodge. We're not saying that, by the way. This is not a hooty-snooty teaching. But we certainly do want everyone to be rich, and we want everyone to drive Mercedes and Jaguars. But the main thing we want is for people to have a sense of well-being about themselves. We want each and every person to feel good about themselves. Each and every person to like themselves. Each and every person to love themselves. To realize how magnificent you really are. This is what it's all about. It's filling yourself with joy. You can have all the money and all the things and all these toys that you want. But if you go through this life without feeling joy, bliss, and fulfillment, you've missed the whole damn point of living. You've missed it. Now, you can worry about that if you want, but I suggest you just be a little bit concerned. And you must also realize you'll get another chance. Life's never over. Life is never over. Think of that. Learn these lessons now. Learn to fill yourself with joy and well-being. You know? Then you'll have it for the eternity. You know? Might as well do it now. You're only going to have to learn it. That's all there is to it. You just keep doing it till you learn it. In every case, your thoughts produce a vibration within you that equals your point of attraction. And then circumstances and events line up to match that vibration that you have offered. Now, the next one here, I underlined that. Not very well, though. You have the ability to place your attention where you decide. So it is possible to distract yourself from something unwanted and put your attention upon something wanted. Now, I think that that is absolutely succinct. Can you see? You have that power. You have that decision. You have that option. Where do you want to put your attention? Where do you want to put your energy? Where thought goes, energy flows. You have to start reminding yourself and remembering that you're nothing but energy. And you're directing energy all the time. You're the one that's doing the directing of the energy. The energy of what? The energy of the universe, cosmic energy, God energy, whatever you want to call it. But you have to realize that there's energy here. There's energy here. How many people have remembered the energy, feeling energy? We've never done that before. Okay, let's feel energy. You know how to do it. Gets them nice and warm. Get them warm. All right, clap 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now hold your hands like this. Feel them tingle. Now pull them in and out slightly. And you feel the pull. And you feel that between your palms. Can you feel it?
It feels like gum stuck.
It feels like gum stuck. That's the energy. And that energy is all around us. All we did was excite that energy. We got it stirred up so that we could feel it. You have to know that that energy is all around you and you can use it any time you want. You can use that energy. Think of yourself as energy. And it's doing something. It's going somewhere. And build your world. Build your own reality. Don't live in somebody else's universe. Live in your own. But when a vibration within you is one you have practiced a great deal, the tendency is to continue to offer the vibration in the way you have practiced it, no matter how much you wish it to be different. You see, that's what we get stuck. And we keep practicing the wrong thing. So now let's go to the next one, because this is very important. And I have said this many times. Excuse me. Everyone wants a big shift in consciousness. Everyone is looking for enlightenment. Everyone is looking for an epiphany of some sort. And they think it has to be a lightning bolt come down and split them in half. Don't look for such a thing. A shift in consciousness can be so small that you couldn't even see it under a microscope. All it needs is a small little crack for this energy to flow into you. But you think, oh, I have to make all these adjustments at 360 degrees, 80 degrees, 45 degrees. Whatever you're thinking, no. Weeny, teeny, small little crack in your consciousness, in your thinking. That's all it takes. It's not a big thing. Being enlightened, learning this teaching, is not a big thing. But your mind wants to make it big. You want to think, oh, it's difficult. You want to think, oh, Dallas tells those stories about arriving on time. These are all true. You can do that. Anything I can do, you can do. Probably better. Nice song, isn't it? Anything you can do. Laurie's not here. Laurie's the one who knows the three things. What are the three things? Do you remember? With God, all things are possible. You can do this and greater. And it's always done unto you as you believe. It's always done unto you as you believe. So use this power, use this energy. And when you think, oh, it's not around, do this little thing. This is not a parlor trick. This is real. How do you think you heal people? Oh, I can feel good. I can feel it. You can't feel it? Oh, well. It is not a difficult thing to change the pattern of your vibration, especially when you understand that you can do it a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. You see, everyone wants to be instant. Do a little bit at a time. Now, I've been in this 30-some years. And I'm still learning. But when I, the first day I was in, went to a religious science church, I didn't know all this. I didn't know all this. But I was open. I was open to learning it. And I remember my very first thing, it's very vivid. The first time I walked into the Atlanta Church of Religious Science and I heard a lecture, I said to myself, oh my God, finally, someone who thinks like I've been thinking. And I thought I was crazy. Because I thought I must be the only one thinking these, and how dare I think this stuff, and how dare I think that I could do something better than Jesus. See, I came from a Christian background, and that was an absolute no-no, you know. Fortunately, it was past the time they were burning people, or they would have burned me. But we all know this. We know these things. You just have to be remembered and remind yourself all the time. You have to remember what you forgot, because the world is so convincing. And it's done a number on all of us. But now we can get out of that. We can start to think correctly. We can start to think correctly. Once you have an understanding of how vibration works. Okay, so I talked a way back when about vibration and about energy, but you know that this is all about energy. You know now that it's all about vibration. You know that this universe vibrates. You know that everything in this room is vibrating at a different frequency. Because it's vibrating at a different frequency, we see the table as a table. If that table started to vibrate like me, that table would become me. It's just a vibrational field. Every field vibrates differently. say. At least I hope you all understand that. Once you have an understanding of how vibration works, how they affect your experience, and most important, what your emotions are telling you about your vibration. Here again, emotions. Here again, feelings. Back to Emmett Fox and mental equipment. You must have a warmth of feeling and a clarity of thought to be able to make a demonstration. They say that's the head and the heart relating with each other. Remember? There was a thing called heart math I talked about way back when. Heart math is the idea that the heart has a brain in it. This is absolutely true, by the way, and this can be scientifically proven now. Your heart does have a small brain in it. And that small brain happens to be more important than this big brain. But we have allowed this big brain to control this small brain. So our idea now is to get these two in entrainment with each other. In entrainment with each other. And that's when the head and the heart, this is where your feelings come from. We say that too, is that every culture, it's like birds of a feather flock together. We have a saying, put your heart in it. Where is your heart? Follow your heart. Follow your feelings. Feelings are the life of the organism. Feelings are the life of the organism. What are you feeling? What are you feeling about yourself? Do you have a feeling of well-being? Do you have a feeling of success? Find those feelings. Not this intellectual thing that goes on up here. Very hard for people to do feelings because they think. Feelings have nothing to do with thinking. Although, feelings follow thought. But we get them confused because we're not used to feeling. We're used to shutting that part of our life off. Learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel, a feeling of joy, a feeling of success, a feeling of well-being. Make yourself feel that. What would that feel like to you? And use those. And what your emotions are telling you about your vibration. Now, you can make steady, fast progress towards the achievement of anything that you desire. Of anything that you desire. Feelings and thought connected together. So, worry is not a feeling. Worry is not a feeling. People would like to place it in a feeling. They would like to place it in an emotion. It is a learned habit from the world, and it's very convincing. And the world likes to keep worry going because they think it motivates people. It's the same way with fear. The world is into fear, and the world always teaches fear. The world does not teach love. We're saying. If the world would teach love, we wouldn't have the wars. We wouldn't have the misunderstandings and so forth that we do. So don't be convinced of what's going on in the world. And don't be convinced by the idea that humans have always been this way and will remain so. This is not true. We have now reached a point in our evolution where we are participating with evolution itself. And it is up to us to learn to think the thought that we want to think and learn to feel the feeling that we want to feel. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.